Hi, welcome everybody to the Healing Highway of Creation Lightship Healing with Ron Amatron. We are live today. It is Monday, April 21st, 2014. We are on bbsradio.com, station one. And thanks so much for joining us. We are going to have a great questions and answers show tonight. We're not taking live callers, but you can send all of your questions to clsquestions@yahoo.com. That's clsquestions@yahoo.com. And if you have any testimonials, if you've been working with Ron, if you were on the 8-hour conference call yesterday and you have some testimonial you would like to share, please send it over to us. That would be great. And we have a wonderful hour of sample healings coming up for you. So I'll turn it over to you, Ron. Maybe we can do a sample clearing for everybody for, I don't know, maybe the dates or maybe some kind of Monday anxiety if everybody had kind of a hectic day at work or otherwise. So over to you, Ron.
Okay, so let's do a stress clearing for people in case that's part of your situation. So here we go, clearing away stress. Think of if you're stressful. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And maybe anxieties. So here we go. Think of an anxiety that you may have. Could be the same thing even. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I will think of one of those emotions that you may have that maybe you got upset or something, you know. Or maybe you have too much joy in your life right now, so you want to have it released. Who knows? So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I went into a store yesterday, and I bought this thing for like $1 or something, right? And the lady goes, "Happy Easter." And I thought, geez, you know, I didn't get an Easter egg, so I can't be happy with that, you know. And then I was thinking, maybe I should ask her what's so happy about having somebody killed on a cross. You know, I couldn't believe, "Happy Easter." We may have been one of those clones, you know, with that clone program. Anyway, maybe that's happened to all of you out there. Happy Easter. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
I know, it's true. And I feel like there are a lot of courtings around this particular time of year, so it's hard to avoid them. And one of the things that you can do is to command your body energy to shrink wrap, which I don't know if that would have worked in your particular situation, Ron, or for a similar listener situation, but it is a good way. Like if people are touching you, if you're out in a store or you bump into somebody in a crowd, you don't want to pick up their stuff. And it's kind of like, you know, when you're on the healing highway, you're doing all your clearings and you've just had your, you know, car waxed and detailed and it's all clean and nice and pristine. And then you have to like take it out into this crazy world again of dirt and mud. And it's kind of the same way with people. So you don't want to pick up all their energetic slime. So I guess the best thing in that situation would be to command your body energy to shrink wrap, which you can say out loud or you can whisper it. And that's kind of a way to avoid getting slimed. I don't know, Ron, if you want to charge up the light being for everybody with peace energy, that might help anybody who's also having stress and anxiety. So if you go to creationlightship.com, you can click on the image of the large light being. It's over on the right, and it comes up as a kind of a face. And, Ron, if you want to do that, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. Bring the light being up. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll just change it and go stronger, so I'll bring in more energy for you. And these are the male light beams, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so I guess back to you, Elizabeth. We can see what we can do today. Maybe, I don't know, self-empowerment, or we'll just see what people send us. I don't know if we have any leftover questions from last show or not, but it's up to you. You're on, Elizabeth.
Thanks, Ron, and thanks for the liping. And yeah, I'm always kind of surprised when people wish me a happy Easter because it's not really happy. But I don't know. Any suggestions on what we could do if we feel courted to that, or from family members over the weekend that we may have seen? Maybe we have some like leftover stuff from them.
Well, I would use a couple of chords here. So think of a person that maybe pushed your buttons. Remember, if they pushed your buttons, you got a situation there. So if you did your whole lifetime clearing, you probably don't have any buttons that they can really push too much. Did do it, then, you know, get the unlimited to clear it. But here we go. This is probably mainly for the people just listening who haven't done the emotional clearing. So they probably won't be affected by it. So this would be for the newbies. So here we go. Think of your situation. And here we go. Releasing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now think of the other person. You feel the energy just drop off of you. The next person that pushed your buttons. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if you happen, maybe for some reason, maybe this is the day that you went to visit somebody in the hospital because that was the situation that you're in. I'll release entities that have attached to you from the hospital. It could be thousands. So here we go. I'll release 10 of them. So first one is gone. Second gone, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seven, eight, nine, and 10. There. Okay, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, wow, that's great. And if you're new and just joining us, Ron was talking about the whole lifetime emotional healing, which you can find on creationlightship.com under recommended healings. And that's on the left side. And it's a whole lifetime clearing. A lot of the clearings that Ron does are whole lifetime, and they're all web-based, so you can do them over the internet. You can do them in, you know, sitting right in front of your computer, or if they're a longer clearing, you can put a picture of yourself in front of that, in front of your monitor screen, and just do your clearing that way. So it's a great way to sort of get stuff off you or take away what may be causing blockages or breakdowns in your life. So I should also mention that Ron is going to be at the New Living Expo, and that's coming up this weekend, actually, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 25th through the 27th, and he'll be there with the light infusion chamber, and you can have a sample 5-day healing, emotional healing. And also, he'll be doing the energetic pictures. So if you are in the San Francisco area and you'd like to go to that, it's a wonderful opportunity to see Ron and see how the lightship works and experience the healings in person and see others experience them, which is great. And Ron's also doing a series of lectures. So you can find out more about that at newlivingexpo.com. And it is in San Mateo, California. So there's a great guide there. That's newlivingexpo.com. And check out all of Ron's workshops and lectures if you are planning on visiting. That would be great to see everybody there. Okay, so Ron, we did have a few questions left from last week. And the first one is actually a testimonial. It's a short one. But this person did the educational clearing. And I think that's kind of like a clearing that you do to get rid of the cordings or maybe dogmas or doctrines that have been put onto you during education, school, any kind of instructional type of thing. So this person writes, "Thank you, Ron, for all the sample clearings and the lightship experience. I had a great experience with the educational clearing. It sent chills through my body. I am so lifted that I found Ron Amatron. In peace."
That's sweet. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. That's a great clearing, too. And I'm sure it's one a lot of us could do because we've probably all gone through some type of institution or school or something where we picked up maybe ideas that weren't so in line with our spiritual and intuitive beliefs. So hopefully you can, if you're having an issue with that, you can do that clearing and it might help you do some relief. Okay, so a while ago somebody was asking about the Mind Matrix bundle, and there is an archive on a BBS radio archive of March 13th, 2013, where you can listen to that program, and it will maybe help to explain more about the Mind Matrix bundle. So March 13th of 2013 is the Mind Matrix Archive Bundle. So good to know, and hopefully the person who is asking that is listening tonight. So the next question is actually another testimonial. Wow, it seems like we're getting a lot of testimonials. That's great. From the 8-hour conference call, which was yesterday, and for anybody new, and also those who've been listening, these are special 8-hour healing intensive calls that Ron does every month. And there are 3 consecutive Sundays. You can also do the 4-hour monthly Ascension preparation call. And you can check the top of Ron's website for the dates for the upcoming one in May. They're wonderful. And you can attend them live, which is always great, or as a registered absentee. You just have to check in with Ron after you purchase them. Okay, so on to this testimonial from the 8-hour intensive yesterday. So listeners writing, all the healings for the day were good, but one was outstanding. In the latter part of the day, Ron did a healing for old injuries. It was a long time ago when I, at age 4, fell and split my head open on concrete. Oh, I had quite a few stitches taken and still a scar up until yesterday. The scar started at the hairline, middle of the forehead, and went straight back. From time to time throughout the years, I would have discomfort in that area, and it was sensitive to touch. As this healing was taking place, I could feel the area changing. After the 8-hour session was over, I went to brush my hair, being careful, and noticed the scar was not there anymore. I can now brush in that area, and there is no pain or discomfort. Checking again today, there is no scar. Thank you, Ron, as always, for this miracle. Wow.
That's great. Wonderful. Yep, strange things happen. For myself, this is great, that happened, but some people have so much density that it's very hard to have a healing be that quick, okay? And that's kind of my frustration, is that everything should be that simple, and it just isn't. So I'm really happy when that happens for people, where something that has been around for a long time gets cured almost instantly. And that's the way it really should be. But, man, society here, humanity is so engulfed in the past that it gets to be hard to do instantaneous healings. Like I said, it was about 1,000 times easier, in Jesus doing the healing as it is today. But that's wonderful. I'm really, really glad that you're feeling great, whoever that caller, what the testimonial was, and who was on the call. So it's just wonderful. Thank you.
Yes. And Ron, I guess this is kind of a related question. So after you've done your whole lifetime emotional clearing, which is the first one that you should do before you do any of the other ones, do the clearings then consecutively build upon each other, and does it get easier to do healings as you do them for you?
If I do a show on, say, BBS or anywhere, and the people haven't had an emotional clearing, I can really feel the energy because it's very, very, very heavy, because I have to go through all these blockages to do what I need to do. After somebody has an emotional whole lifetime clearing, it's much, much easier, to run the energy. So the first thing, that's why we always say get your emotional clearing. If you have a situation going on, it doesn't matter. You want to get those emotions out. If you only do one clearing on the website and, you know, that's it, period, do the emotional one because that one's so important. The other ones definitely help you also, but that's where you start. And a lot of times people write me emails, Ron, I have this wrong and that wrong, and it's not maybe according to what they're thinking related to their emotions, but, you know, you need to get those emotions off of you in order to have your body accept more of a healing. And then from there, the other clearings, you know, can start to work and go deeper in you. I think probably everybody listening who's had the emotional clearing knows how important it is. And that's where we start off with, is that clearing. That's the main thing. We're on an emotional planet here. Oh, and everybody is into emotions and, being happy, being sad, that's emotions. So nobody is really balanced. You have to get rid of that past. And then as you do more clearings, things will tend to fall in place or for you according to, say, your heart's desire. Otherwise, you're going to be on the treadmill of duality, run by your emotions. So, anyway, you have anything else to add, Elizabeth?
I think it's true, Ron. As you do these clearings, you do feel a lot lighter. A lot of people feel more relaxed and at peace. And there's so much emphasis on this kind of duality in our society, where you are supposed to be happy all the time, or there is all kinds of books and, you know, things geared toward finding bliss and finding happiness and all these things. But the thing that most people don't realize is that that is in a duality and that has an opposite. So if your life is going really well and you're feeling happy and you're feeling giddy and you're feeling all these wonderful emotions, the downside is that you're probably going to feel depressed and sad at some point because you kind of are on this roller coaster of going up and down in duality. Now, the clearings that Ron is offering and what he's talking about is a way to kind of escape this duality and be at peace and be in your heart center, which you can do by doing the mind-to-heart drop and also by doing the clearing, because it's very difficult to get out of that duality. And I find even sometimes people who have done the whole lifetime emotional clearing go back and get the unlimited option because they have so many emotional things they're dealing with, or maybe they're a very emotional person or their parents were, and they need to kind of stay on top of that. So it's very overwhelming, I think, until you do that clearing. Suddenly your life kind of makes sense, and you can sort of, even if it's not a pretty picture that you're seeing, you can see kind of where you need to get clear and what you need to work on. Whereas if you just kind of go to the website without having done that, you'll kind of feel overwhelmed and think that you need all of the clearings, but you probably don't. It's just maybe you're having a particularly emotional day and you feel like you're being attacked or something. So, it's kind of like you want to be as peaceful as you can before you start thinking about what other problems you need to work on.
That's kind of interesting. Since we have so many clearings on the website, if you kind of flip that over and you go, yeah, I kind of relate to almost all of these. Well, I'm in really bad shape, you know?
That's how I was at first.
I'm not alone, you know? I had one person who... a long, long time ago, I guess they got a list of services before it was more than what it is now. And they go, and they sat down, and they maybe took half an hour, and they put a check mark by each one that they thought they needed. And they came back to me, and they had about 90% of them checked off. And they go, and they're like turning green, you know. They go, which one do I do first, you know? Anyway, it was kind of interesting. But, yeah, as people start reading that list, and you can't have all of those, you know, just that there's ones that mean more to you than the other ones. And sometimes, you know, if you think you have a problem on one area, then by all means, you know, after you do the emotional clearing, that might just go away. It may not be, you know, that high on the list, but until you get the emotional clearing, they're all going to look like they're very, very, very important. And some may be, maybe only 5 or 10% charge on them, where when you first read about it, you know, it can feel like 100. So you want to definitely first get that and then evaluate yourself, see where you are. And then from there, do the next one, you know, that's up on the list there. And I do know some people that have did quite a few clearings, and you know that they somehow maybe did a dozen of them, and then they said, you know, I'm just going to try one just for the heck of it, you know. Over the years, they try one. They go, yeah, that one helped too. I didn't even know I had that problem. That one, you know, did wonders for me, you know. So you never know, but yeah, if you look at the list objectively, you're going to go, wow, yeah, I kind of have that issue, and yeah, I could have that one too, you know. But, you know, just first do the emotional one and then see where you are. You know, remember, one of those clearings in there, another way of looking at it is you're going to be dying someday, okay? So which one of those particular clearings is going to save your life, okay? Because one of them, if you don't get it, you'll probably die because that energy from that clearing, you know, of that issue is stuck inside of you someplace. So that's kind of how you have to look at it. One of those will take you out. And that's a good thing to talk about, because now you have a way to live longer and to feel better. And if, you know, remember, when you get older and you start having aches and pains, then, you know, you probably subconsciously hope that those death barcodes come really quick, you know. But then they may want you to suffer having a sore ankle, so you're hobbling all the time, you know. Maybe they go, oh, we'll get this person here. Well, if you would have did the clearings years ago, if you knew about it, then or get on timeline crashes, maybe that'll go away and you can have a good life. So the whole thing is to, you know, look at the clearings as, yeah, how do I have a better life here? Because, you know, as everybody looks at those clearings, and you could probably relate, saying, yeah, life here kind of sucks, you know, and this is my validation of why it's sucking, because I have all these issues. That's why when I go to the do lectures or workshops, if I clear away 10 emotional clearings that people have, that's what I'll do it right now for everybody. So here we go. I want you all to think of 10 different issues, and we'll do them one at a time here. And when I get done, you're going to say, man, life is good, because that one issue is not bothering you. I just got the ones on the surface. Another one will pop up eventually, you know, like having toast in the toaster, you know, and or pop goes the weasel, you know. One will come up, you know, they always do, but I'll clear away 10 right now for people. So think of your first situation, incident that's bothering you. Maybe we got rid of it already at the beginning of the program, but think of your first one here. So here we go. First issue released. I'll think of another one here. And next one here, released. And getting any bills in the mail recently? Here we go. Another one released. Maybe you got 3 bills. Another one released. Another one released. Okay. And here we go. Another one released. And another. And another. I'll do a few more here. And another. And start thinking now. Go really deep here. Think of your first boyfriend or girlfriend. And maybe you have sadness, maybe it wasn't the greatest experience for you, and you brought it up, and you go, yuck, you know. Here we go. We're going to release that one incident. Here we go. Maybe there's a few with that person. Another one released, and another one released, and another one released. Remember, all this stuff is history, or herstory, and it recycles in your life daily. So there you go. You should feel pretty good now, everybody. You just had your major issues that you're dealing with released from you. So life should be good. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, wow, Ron, that is awesome. And I thought you made so many good points in what you just said, because I think that it's very true. When you do the clearings, if you haven't had a whole lifetime emotional clearing, this huge problem that you think you have might not actually be that bad even. It's just that your mind is making it into this big obstacle or this big problem. And it might not be even that difficult to clear away, but for some reason you think it's just completely, you can't get around it, it's insurmountable. So I don't know if the last testimonial was written by someone who has done a lot of the healings, and clearings, but I would imagine so, because if they're having, you know, something like a scar just kind of disappear, then I would imagine they've been clearing away a lot of the densities, or they didn't have them to begin with. So everybody's different, and everybody's been through different things. So it all depends on your unique situation and what it is you're dealing with in your life. And the Healing Highway is kind of the show where we try to discuss different ways of getting around these things. I think, Ron, what you just did, hopefully a lot of people were thinking of things and could get some peace and relaxation, get those things cleared away for themselves. And also, if you can come to the New Living Expo, Ron does a really nice 5-day emotional clearing for everybody and clears out all of the different bodies, the fear body, the emotional body, all of those, the pain body, so you can really experience what that feels like if you haven't already. Also, I wanted to let everybody know that tonight after the program here, we have another show, and you can find a link to that on Ron's homepage right next to the BBS icon. And tonight Ron is discussing revelations in music. So it's the discussion of how the alien agenda is delivered and revealed through songs, keywords, hidden messages, and repetitious lyrics that describe life, but also connect us to past experience and activate emotions that connect us to dark energies. Ron will discuss specific examples of how music is used by aliens as another mind-controlling, mind-numbing channeled frequency, which can cause us to behave in ways that we may not be aware of, but are far from our true nature. Many criminals blame their behavior on song lyrics stuck in their heads. Ron recalls an old TV commercial asks the question, is it live or is it Memorex? He describes how online mental clearings, such as the natal barcode removal and mind looping pattern clearings, erase alien mental programming. So this program follows right after this one on another network. And that sounds like an amazing show. So I'm hoping everybody can join us and check that out. So it is kind of interesting, too, and I just thought of this. It's not necessarily songs, you know, that are, you know, evil or satanic or whatever. You know, people want to say, like, don't listen to this person or don't listen to that person. The people that are saying that are often have their own kind of alien gods that they want to hook you up to, Ron. So I would imagine it's like religious music has the same type of courtings. It's just about how these different aliens are kind of vying for your attention. Is that correct?
Yeah, they all want a piece of you, so you're on
right.
A line. Yep, they found you. People talk about, you know, we should be talking about ascension all the time, but I normally don't because you need to have clearings and stuff, but I've been hearing information from a channeler, will say, that, you know, information out there about how they have stuff in the center of the earth, middle earth, hollow earth, or some kind of earth. And they talk about having light chambers and things to go into and then to be transported out of here and all this stuff. And a lot of the information sounds, you know, pretty good mentally. But then you get caught up into the mental realm, and you think that you're fixed. You know, you go, oh, wow, I can do this. Oh, yeah, I can do that. Yeah, and, oh, this is going to happen. Oh, yeah, I can do that too. And you start getting yourself into a mental program, and after reading or hearing the stuff for maybe a half an hour, you know, some of these channelings are pretty long, all of a sudden you go, yeah, man, I'm going to sign up for that, and I'm going to go there. Well, you didn't do anything to your body to get your body you know, released from all the densities, but mentally, man, you're ready to go. And that's how they abduct people. So that's what was happening over the weekend here with that, you know, blood moon or whatever. is, you know, a lot of abduction. I worked quite a bit on that to get rid of the energies. But aside from that, that's what people are talking about and getting involved with. And, you know, all this channeled information does sound, you know, very nice, very appetizing. It sounds real, but you're not cleaning your body out. And you have to get your body cleaned out. Nobody's going to do that for you. So that's the whole process. If it would have been done, Jesus would have come here and said, you know, you're all going to ascend, everybody. Just get in line here, and, you know, we'll bring down a spaceship or whatever, you know, and I'm going to snap my finger, and you're all going to be out of here. He didn't do that. What did he come here to do? They claim they took away your sins, took away your judgments. This is what he did. And then, you know, he was there working with people to release them from their dramas and traumas of emotions and past situations, okay, that emotional roller coaster ride. That's why he came. If it would have been done any other way, he could have just said, okay, time to ascend, everybody. Get in line here. If you don't want to ascend, stay here on the planet. If you do, follow me, and here we go. We're off. And it would have happened that way. Remember, you have to look at everything that's normally out there from information being disseminated. Always talks about the future. You know, I've heard people, there was a gentleman who does a lot of channeling, you know, it might be a little different today. I haven't read any of his stuff, but years ago, you could probably go in and take one of his channeled information things and just copy and paste it 2-3 years after he said the other one, and it'd be very similar. And it would probably just fit right in line with what he's talking about, you know, in you know, that 3 years of time, you know, or longer. So he's been out on the circuit, we'll say, for, you know, years and years. I won't mention his name, but this is what people do, and they have all these followings, and nothing's really changed. Maybe the words are slightly different, but, you know, they're all waiting for the aliens to save them, and then they create some kind of story about how they're coming and how nice they are. And today I was battling Pleiades, the Pleiadians. A lot of ships were coming in here to do abduction. So I had to get those things out of here. That happened this morning. So you may say, are Pleiadians good? Well, you know, it's, you know, the ones that I deal with aren't. Are the good ones here? Well, there I have met a couple physical people that were Pleiadian. And, you know, they seem pretty nice, but the whole thing is the ones that you don't see are what's going to get you. So, you know, I don't see any race out there as being very kind and generous, because if they would be, they could have helped us out a long time ago, you know. Like I say, how many people have to die and suffer here in wars, et cetera, or just being in poverty? You know, don't they have any compassion? You know, they probably don't. They just, you know, living off the energies here. So if they did, they could help people out. That's the whole thing here, is everything seems to be bringing stuff in the future. Like I say, on the current timelines now, you don't want to go past 2 days. They don't exist. And things are happening quite quickly now. So just stay in your heart center and know that you need to deal with energies that you're working with right now in the now, versus hoping for something to happen in, you know, a week or two from now or 6 months. It's not going to exist. So that's the whole situation. Before it did, before 2013, it would work that way, okay? Now it doesn't. And so just know that you're getting more in the now, and that's where you need to be. But the channelers are still talking about the energy that's coming in on so-and-so date. And you wonder, gee, this is a big day right now for the planets to align. Well, weren't they sort of in alignment yesterday? And why does it happen on this exact day? You know, it's as if it wasn't there and now it is. Well, you're probably influenced by them for months before that time happens. And can you really pinpoint exactly that it's the correct day? You could have a six-month window on it. So trying to find the same day, but that's only for people who want to be maybe more in the know, to have a following behind them. They'll bring forth these dates and stuff. And the date is very crucial, especially with numerology. the dark side uses numerology all the time. So just realize that, in fact, tomorrow will be a key day. What do we got? We got a 4 and a 22, you know? And then we got 2014. So what we got actually, you know, if you look at it, you're going to have, if you add them up, you got 4, 4, and another 4, you know, with a 20. So anyway, that's what you're looking at, is a lot of stuff going on. So remember, everything happens in the now, and you don't want to get caught off base and being in the future, because it does not exist. You may get drawn into a timeline that goes to Never Never Land, and may have troubles coming back. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, that's so true. And one of the things that I've heard a lot of our listeners being helped by is that natal barcode clearing, and also timeline crashing specific dates. So if you're having like an issue and you know something happened on this date, it could be a number of things. It could be you need to timeline crash the day or the dates. You need to maybe do a natal barcode clearing, or you may possibly even have a barcode, like a reoccurring barcode, or something happens to you on this date from another timeline. So all three of those kind of go together. And I thought that was a great point, what you said about, you know, going to people that are maybe giving you these books to read or doctrines to follow. It's, you know, all these suggestions on how you can change your life, and self-help and life coaches and all this. And, you know, these people are very successful. And I think the reason why is because, you know, it's easier to say to somebody, fix my problems or fix my life, without really having to do anything for yourself. And that's where Ron's work is different. It empowers you to do your own clearings on your own issues. You don't have to go to anyone outside of yourself. It's just clearing away densities that keep you from your own source energy. So you're kind of like a pinball machine, or a pinball in a pinball machine, kind of being bounced around from like this healer to that life coach to this guru, and you're just picking up all of these recycled ideas and also all of the crap that's going along with whatever this person is telling you and their issues, because, you know, 9 times out of 10, they haven't done the clearings. I did meet a couple people at the expos that said they were actually referred to Ron by, you know, their psychotherapist or somebody they were working with, and I was like, well, that's great. You know, somebody out there is in a position where they're helping people, and they're making sure they're getting the clearings. Now, I don't know if everybody is doing that. So it's really important to do the shrink wrap and to really treat your body like, you know, the precious vessel that it is. I just can't stress that enough. And to also keep up with it and protect it when things happen to you. So that's all I really have to say, Ron. I think it's a great point, all the things that you said. And I don't know if we should maybe do like a sample fear body clearing, if anyone's like feeling afraid after maybe some of the things you talked about, or feeling afraid or overwhelmed, like maybe this is too much for them. Maybe we could do like a sample fear clearing for everybody, if that's okay with you.
Okay, so here we go. Fear of knowing the truth. So here we go. So one, releasing your fear. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody, there we go. So at the expo, I was talking the last one, and I brought up the clearing, which is the problematic event one, you know. And so I said, well, this really is the shit happens clearing, you know. So I kind of joked on that one. You know, I couldn't put the shit happens clearing on the website, because people, they'd probably laugh, you know, or think that it's not sacred or holy or whatever, you know. But that kind of sums everything up, you know. So if you're feeling that way, remember, you're not alone, and this planet is where that happens. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's true, Ron, and does it ever. So if you are in that position, check that clearing out, the problematic and reoccurring events barcode. So I have a couple of emails, and they're kind of interesting. The first one, a listener wrote us about a magnitude 4.8 earthquake that struck directly inside Yellowstone Park, possibly indicating a pending eruption of the Yellowstone supervolcano. It was initially a 5.0, and then it was downgraded to a 4.8. So I don't know when that happened. I think early today.
Yeah, I'm not too aware with what's happening there. I know we had a big battle with the Pleiadians. It's probably pretty much over as I'm checking. I'd say it's about 40% over. So that started...
I'm sorry, Ron. This is Sunday, March 30th, 2014.
Okay, yeah. The one today, well, it could be a carryover.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's very possible it's a carryover. So I'd say it's about 40% done right now. And, you know, by tomorrow it should be over. Oh, just a Pleiadian invasion, basically, to take out people who are trying to bring freedom to the planet, in a sense. That's what I think it was about. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thanks, Ron. And it seems like the two could possibly be related. I don't know. The next question is similar, Ron. It's about... the grand cross in the planets this month, and this listener is wondering, can Ron address, is the grand cross in the planets this month an alien portal hole? I have heard it to be a time when walk-ins come into the bodies. Back in 1999, there was one. I heard about it today, and I put it up in the natal chart. So I guess meaning they're timeline crashing it or clearing it from their natal chart, but just wondered if you had any comments on this issue, Ron, for this listener.
Well, yeah, it is not a good thing, so I can say that. What it could be causing, remember, that this is like a portal for mass abduction, so people could be coming and going continuously through this thing. So that's my understanding of it. And actually, people are you know, connecting to it, talking about the astrology, everything else, which then again connects them to it. So I don't think it's a really good thing. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's probably smart that they're doing a natal barcode clearing, and I'm just wondering if there are any other clearings that might help with that. And I'm thinking, isn't there one, Ron, that you have? It's like a star cording removal. Planet star cording removal?
I think we have that. Then we have the planet release, too. That might work. Planet star vortex clearing.
Oh, yeah. This star cording is great. I'm going to read about this one a little bit, if that's okay with you, Ron.
Sure.
This clearing is called planet star cording removal, and it includes moons, vortexes, stargates, portals, asteroids, and comets. So I think in this question... this listener was asking about it a time when walk-ins come into the body. So if it is any kind of a portal, let's see, that would maybe help. And it's a clearing that takes away the energies that connect you to your natal chart. These are the energies that are controlling you from afar, such as planets, stars, etc., that you do not even know, or maybe you do know, and or cannot even see. For some examples, some of them can be in different dimensions or even in our third dimension, but are out of our physical awareness. Note that some things we see with our eyes in the night sky that we think are real are actually not real. And actually, that's very true, because I think a lot of the stars are even may have possibly not don't even exist anymore, and you can still see the light from them. So the clearing goes on to say that there are some things that some of us may not be able to see, like ghosts, spirits, and aliens. Apply the same concept with regards to hundreds of planets and stars that you may not be able to see, which are sending everybody on this planet mind control transmissions and interfering with our free will, free choice, sending aliens into our body, etc. This is why we have this planet star cording removal, so that we can get rid of these controlling planets, stars, moons, vortexes, etc. So that sounds like an ideal clearing for whoever would be maybe affected by that. And I don't know if the person who wrote to us with that question did this already, but if you have, maybe you could let us know how that worked for you. And if you haven't, maybe try that out. And Ron, I'm sorry, you mentioned another one, the vortexes.
Yes. What I could do is take away, since everybody experienced, even though you knew it or not, the energy coming from that the red moon or whatever, right? Blood moon. Let's take, I'll take the energy off of you from that. So here we go. We'll see if this will be a pretty heavy clearing. So here we go. One, just sit back and relax and just feel disconnected now as we disconnect you. So one, two, three, this only works live here, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I got rid of about a third of it. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one more time, I should free everybody listening here live. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. So a way to look at mind control is that since they are giving you your thoughts to think, okay, because you're on timelines, okay, and they have the vocabulary that they want you to use on that timeline, so they allow you to think a certain way and to express yourself a certain way on the timeline that they're controlling. That might make more sense to people. Somebody may say, I'm not, one guy on one of my panels that I was on, he goes, I'm not mind controlled by aliens. Oh, yeah, you know. Anyway, that was a while back. I can't be controlled, you know, something like that. And so anyway, but he wouldn't, boy, I wish I knew who the guy was. I can't say who he was, but anyway, he got pretty irritated with me. But anyway, the it was with Sean David Morton, so it was probably one of the New York events here. But anyway, the energies, maybe in California, maybe. I don't know if I was on a panel there or not. But anyway, we'll switch gears. So they're giving you what you want to think. And so one day you can be pretty clear, possibly, and have good thoughts about something, and then wake up the next day, and what you thought the day before doesn't relate to you. And that's the way it works. So they're giving you, you know, what they want you to follow, what you need to know for that particular day to follow a task, which is what they're mind controlling you, you know, to do. So that's why you want to be in the moment to release most of this stuff. And the new timeline crash is when you find yourself in a situation or an experience that you don't want to be in, like having physical pain or something. So that's why these are so important. I hear people talking about when I get emails and stuff is that they really like the timeline crashing because, you know, if you did timeline crashing down a situation and you dedicated, you know, time, a lot of time to do that, maybe 10 hours, maybe 15 hours to do something, and you got on those timeline crashes and really hit it hard in a week, man, you could change your life getting off of those alien timelines. So, you know, and it's not, you know, that simple to do as far as doing it one or two times. It may not even affect anything, but if you get in there and hit it maybe 100 times or more, you know, some people said they did, you know, a couple thousand timeline crashes. So that's really dedication. And I'm sure that their whole life has changed because they're off of these alien timelines. Let's just think of who you're helping else out there who are on the same timeline as you with a similar situation. You know, so this is the way it works. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's really true, Ron. And I know a lot of our listeners are very dedicated timeline crashers, and that is just so amazing. Doing the timeline crashes is a great way to take control of your life. And I do have a couple more questions. But I also just wanted to say, too, that it's also one of the things you can do is to love it out of your life, which we maybe can talk about on the next show since we're a little bit short on time. So, okay, the next question is from a listener who's wondering, did the founding father's soldiers fight with the plebeians this morning?
Yes, yeah, definitely yes. Uh-huh. We had a watch. I had to go through and make sure that some of them were in complete integrity, so they weren't infiltrated, you know, by the Palladians. But yeah, there were. I felt some that were sort of not in integrity, so they got terminated. But yeah, I would say 98% of the soldiers are fighting. Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, and that's, thank you for that, Ron. And also, I just got an email from the person who wrote in about the Grand Cross and the planets, and they actually haven't done the star planets courting removal clearing. So they wrote that they're going to put that on their list, and also their husband has this, I guess, this Grand Cross in his chart. So maybe it's a good idea for them to do one for each of them.
It could be, I guess. I would say probably so, if that's affecting you. Some of those charts can get kind of interesting, you know. So, yeah, if there is a definite controlling energy that's kind of unusual, which that sounds like it would be, you may want to get off of that. Because you don't want to be controlled. But sometimes, you know, these things can happen where the planets can gang up on you and cause more problems than you could even think about. Or maybe you're trying to do something or get ahead. I guess getting ahead is what everybody wants to get here is, you know, maybe financial freedom or something like that, which is probably what get ahead means. And they just can't seem to make anything work, and it could be that those planets give me an extra whammy, you know. So,
yeah, Ron, I think that clearing could be key to a lot of people if they're maybe having problems and they're not really sure, like, and they've been doing a lot of clearings and they're still not really seeing these densities be removed. That might be a good one to look into. Or I like your idea, what you said earlier, just kind of pick a clearing at random. And then you're surprised at how much it affects you when you didn't even really know that you had that issue. Okay. So
that's good. And the magnetic twisted body one is very, very good. But, you know, I would recommend doing that with the body jumpstart, because you get all those clearings with that one. So, you know, you're getting, I think, 5 different clearings for like $50 additional, rather than just doing the magnetic twisted body by itself or something. So that's what I would recommend doing. Is if you've done maybe like 3 clearings, 4 clearings or more, then, you know, go in and do that one clearing, because it can start to realign those bodies, and it's just like doing the whole clearing all over again, because it'll put it back into alignment. So that's what I'd recommend, you know, is to do that. But, you know, wait until you get some clearings under your belt so that you can do it, and it'll work with all the clearings. So I'd say at least 4 clearings probably. And then get on that bundle, and you probably get 5 clearings. So do that, and, you know, it's going to work out very well for you. So it looks like our time is kind of ending here. So let everybody get ready for the next program coming in here. Maybe get your glass of water or something, you know. So, everybody, I'll just say blessings to all of you. Thank you. Hope to see you next weekend here. So, blessings. Bye, everyone.